Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And our guest today, Stephen B. Satterwhite, is the author of True Stories from a Baby Boomer, which is the fulfillment of a 40-year-long promise Stephen made to his father right after he died when Stephen was just 20 years old. And that promise was to write a book telling him what he did with his life. So welcome, Stephen.
Hi, Stacey. How are you today?
I am doing wonderfully. Cold, as we discussed off the air. Very cold.
Yeah.
But I know that you have a heartwarming story for us. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the circumstances behind you writing the book, and then, of course, answer that question, what you finally did do with your life.
Well, it was somewhat frustrating in that when I was a teenager, I was told one night my father had lung cancer, and I wouldn't suggest that any teenager have to go through what I went through for 5 years. And then he finally died when I was 20, and I was out at his grave site, and everyone had left. And you ever hear about those dogs that sit at their master's graves not knowing what to do? I was much like those dogs. I didn't know what to do. He was such a strong, huge personality, as a lot of fathers are. And as I was leaving, I turned back and I said, you know what, I don't know what I'm going to do, but whatever I do, I'm going to write a book and tell you what I did when I get to be older. That book is now out. It's 42 years later, and it's called True Stories from a Baby Boomer. What I did was a search, a desperate search, as I look back at it. I've had 40 different jobs and all sorts of various things. I've been rich. I've been middle class. I've been poor, rich. Poor. I was an entrepreneur. And there are many things in life. There's a lot of things that happen to people. You know, you may sit there and say, wait a minute, this wasn't supposed to happen to me. It's supposed to happen to that person across the street. No, God picked you. And it could be good things or bad things. And so this book is all about riding life and trying to survive and trying to find those skills that will make you happy and spiritually at peace with yourself.
Now, Stephen, why is that exactly why you did have the 40 jobs? You were just trying everything to find out where you fit in?
Yeah, I'm one of those people that really never was sure what I was supposed to be doing. And I didn't have much toleration for an unhappy experience. So some jobs were like an hour. Some jobs were 8 years. But as I look back at it, I mean, I didn't set out to do 40 jobs, but as I look back at it, and I analyzed my own life. I'm like, that's why I was doing. I was searching for some peace. And I tried all sorts of things. And I'm now doing what I should be doing, which is to write, because I've always loved to write. And it's resonating with a lot of people. I'm really surprised. I'm getting 5 out of 5 ratings on Amazon from people I don't know. And the common thing I'm hearing is, you made me laugh and you made me cry out loud. And that's much like life. There are funny things and there are deeply heart-wrenching things that happen to us.
Now, Stephen, what is your personal favorite story from the book? And then what can readers learn from it?
My personal favorite story is a story about my wife and I. We were high school sweethearts. We got married when we were young. She left me 3 years later because of a wide variety of factors. There were a lot of deaths in our family. We were involved in drugs and alcohol, like a lot of hippies in the 60s. We were not people that communicated well at all with each other, and it broke my heart. I divorced my wife, whom I loved, and 3 years later, I get a phone call. It's her, and she wants to go out on a date. And she moved back in with me that night. We got remarried. We have 2 wedding anniversaries, May 24th, May 25th. And then we had our 2 children. So nowadays, our children are like, why do you have 2 wedding anniversaries? It's kind of strange. And we're like, it's a long story. You don't need to go there. But what I'm trying to pass along, it's not just for baby boomers. It's for everyone. and that there's so much baggage that we learn as children that we carry into our adult life that doesn't necessarily apply anymore. And we had the foresight, the luck, to be able to figure that out. And we are crazy about each other. We're madly in love. We're in our 60s now. And I couldn't have a better soulmate. And so that's what a lot of people are responding to in this book. It's a love story.
Stephen, do you feel as if through your experience and sharing your life story that it helped you heal any sort of open wounds, maybe things that didn't have closure to them at the time? And if it did, do you recommend people to sit down and with a pen and a pad of paper or at your computer and kind of just let it all out?
Oh, you know, my hero, Steve Jobs, the ability to lay in my bed and work on my iPad is like flying. I mean, it is so freeing and it's so cathartic. And I would suggest to anyone, if you're not sure how you feel about life or you have questions about which road to take, write it. And all of a sudden it will be revealed to you. You'll sit back and you'll look at it the next day or the next week and you'll say, oh, I didn't know I felt that way. When we write about our own heart and our own mind, it's very revealing. And what's surprising to me is so many people relate to my book in that they feel much the way I felt about certain things that happened to them in their lives. I'm not the man I was 40 years ago. And I'm hoping that everybody has the courage to say, wait a minute, this isn't working. I'm going to try this. I think it's healthy to look at ourselves and introspectively decide to do something different.
Did you find that there was a common theme that was throughout your life that you feel might be able to help someone else?
Yes. Even though my father died a horrible death, it was abandonment issues. And so my uncle did live a long life. He lived to be 92. And his kids were gone. They lived elsewhere. So I chose to take care of him when he died. I wasn't allowed to go into my father's bedroom. He didn't want me there. He didn't want me to watch. But this man I took care of, and I watched, and I held his hand when he died. And I was able to do what I wanted to do with my father. So if you feel sad that you weren't there with a loved one, pick someone else who's dying. We're all going to die. And it was wonderful. It was an honor to be with this man when he died, and it was very, very healing. So there's nothing to fear. We're all going to the same place. It's all going to happen to all of us. So I think my book is all about hope, that there's hope in this world. It's not as disastrous as the headlines make it out to be. It's a beautiful world, and I believe we're going to a beautiful place.
Well, Stephen, you have given us a lot to think about, a really wonderful conversation about the book True Stories from a Baby Boomer, and thank you for letting us in with this conversation. And our listeners can read more about Stephen Satterwhite, and again, his book, True Stories from a Baby Boomer. The reviews of his book and excerpts are also on Amazon, and you can check out the website TrueStoriesFromABabyBoomer.com. And as Stephen said earlier, if you know any baby boomers, this is a book that will make them both laugh and cry out loud. And we need to feel these emotions. So thank you, Stephen, for sharing.
Thank you, Stacy. Have a beautiful day.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.